Alright folks, welcome back to Fortitude First. Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy world. You know that feeling when you're in a heated debate and your blood starts boiling? Or maybe you've had a disagreement with a loved one that left a bitter taste in your mouth. Yeah, conflict, it's an unavoidable part of life. But here is the thing. We can choose how we handle it. Today, we're diving into developing healthy conflict resolution skills because trust me, mastering this is like leveling up in a game of life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another lecture on being nice, hear me out. This isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming a doormat. It's about understanding different perspectives, communicating effectively, and finding solutions that work for everyone involved. Think of it as an opportunity to grow, learn, and build stronger relationships. So, strap in, because here are 5 key takeaways to help you become a conflict resolution ninja. First up, active listening. Ever heard the saying, listen more than you speak? Well, it's true. When someone's expressing their side, resist the urge to interrupt or formulate your rebuttal. Really focus on understanding their point of view. Ask clarifying questions, paraphrase what they've said to make sure you're on the same page, and show genuine empathy even if you disagree. You'd be surprised how much this simple act can de-escalate a tense situation. Second, communicate clearly and respectfully. Avoid blaming language or attacking the other person. Instead, use their statements to express your own feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying you always make me feel ignored, try I feel hurt when I don't get a response to my messages. Being direct but kind is key here. It shows you respect them even amidst the disagreement. Third, find common ground. Every conflict has at least one shared interest. While there is a desire for a peaceful resolution or a common goal, focus on those areas where you agree. This can help shift the conversation from a battleground to a collaborative space. Remember, finding solutions that benefit both parties is always the win-win scenario. Fourth, be willing to compromise. Sometimes, getting your way 100% isn't possible. That's okay. Learn to negotiate and find solutions that meet both parties' needs, even if it means making concessions. Think of it like baking a cake, everyone gets a slice that they enjoy, even if it's not exactly what they originally envisioned. Finally, know when to walk away. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, a conflict can become too heated or unproductive. In those cases, it's okay to take a break and revisit the conversation later when emotions have cooled down. You can always agree to disagree and move on respectfully. Let me tell you a story about this. Remember that time I was trying to decide what movie to watch with my buddies? One wanted an action flick, another craved a comedy, and I was feeling adventurous for something different. We were going round and round, each pushing our preference, getting nowhere fast. Then, one of them said, hey, how about we just pick something new and go into it open-minded? That simple shift in perspective opened up the conversation. We ended up watching a documentary about space exploration. None of us had that on our radar, but it turned out to be a really cool experience. So remember folks, conflict isn't always a bad thing. It can be an opportunity for growth, understanding, and even some unexpected fun. By practicing these 5 key takeaways, active listening, clear communication, finding common ground, compromise, and knowing when to step back, you can turn those heated debates into constructive conversations and build stronger relationships along the way. Keep your heads high, stay resilient, and remember, even amidst conflict, there's always a path forward. Now go out there and make some positive waves. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little help navigating those tricky waters. We'll catch you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom. Take care and keep forging your own path.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.